The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello, welcome back into the podcast that we like to call From the Podium, where you hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm host and audio producer of the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, Stephen Serta. On Friday, ahead of the Chiefs Week 13 matchup against the Cincinnati Bengals, we heard from head coach Andy Reid and cornerback Trent McDuffie. Here's Andy Reid.
The only person that didn't practice today was Kadarius. So everybody else practiced, got good work in. Guys had a good week of practice. Look forward to the challenge of playing, you know, the Bengals. We know they're a good football team. So, for that time, yours.
Are you expecting Juan and Thornhill and Joe Tooney to return to action this week after they missed last week?
Yeah, I think so. They practice, so I'm sure they're ready to go.
Sorry, Coach. With Jarek, is it just a precautionary thing that he missed these last 2 days, or how would you sort of say how he is, considering that if he doesn't go, maybe Melvin's up?
Yeah, I think he'll be up, though.
Is Kadarius going to be
He's down? Making progress.
There's a story. I'm sure you might be aware of it, but Patrick on, I guess, Travis's show explained that Nagy gave him, I guess, some of the plays and the checks before the top 30 visit. Are you aware of this? Were you a part of this in any way? And your reaction to it?
Seriously? Geez, I didn't know that.
Does this mean you want to do the draft over?
Man, would have never taken him.
Hey, Andy, since they changed the playoff format, you guys were the one seed the first year to get the bye, and the next year you weren't. Can you just, what are the benefits of that since you've been through both of those, and I guess how important is that one seed?
I don't think you talk about it early in the year. You'd love to have it, and then when you're in the mix, you're just trying to figure out the next game. So that's what we're doing. I hadn't thought too much about that, other than trying to get ready to play the Bengals, who are a good football team. Yeah.
I know a lot of you have a lot of different players on your defense this year, especially in the defensive backfield. Gotten through a week of practice now. How ready are they for this challenge they're going to face with some of these talented wide receivers they have?
Yeah, they are very talented. And, I think our guys will look forward to that challenge of playing them. So that's they're a unique group. So we'll should be good competition there, and we'll see how that works.
Coach, you're a guy who likes to encourage personalities to come out. Justin Reid on Wednesday had some locker room comments about some of the Bengals wide receivers. How much do you encourage that kind of talk, and what's your message to the team if you don't encourage that kind of talk?
Yeah, I'm not real big on that. He's new to our team, so he's aware of it now, for sure. He wasn't before.
Anything else?
Thank goodness it's not password. Right? I'm going to go play the game. Let's go.
What's up, everybody?
Trent, you never had the opportunity to play Jamar Chase.
Yeah.
It seems like you might be limited. What's your analysis of
him? Yeah. I mean, shoot, he's a ball player. Everybody around the league, especially us, know that he's one of those guys that's going to go attack the ball and make plays. So it's just our responsibility to try to make plays on the ball.
When you're going up against a receiver like that, though, if you are locked up against him, mm-hmm. What are some of the things that you need to be aware of, how he gets off the line of scrimmage and his speed, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, he's a very physical receiver, which you don't always get a lot of the time. So I think a big thing is just getting your hands on him, disrupting the route, timing of the route. And, you know, he's a jump ball guy, one of those go-to guys. So just making sure every single down that you're on him, just know that the ball can come your way.
Jaren, do you, like, embrace the fact that you get to face these number one, number two receivers, even though it's still your rookie year? How much are you embracing that as the season's had?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's one of the big reasons why I wanted to come to the NFL, to compete with the best. So any opportunity I get to go out there and play the top of the top, it's always an exciting thing for me, and I look forward to it every single time.
You might be the next man up when it comes to punt return. How have you embraced that this past week in practices, you and Justin?
Yeah. I mean, shoot. Tobe knows that whenever he needs me, I'm going to be back there. Just making sure I take it upon myself to be ready just in case they need me to go out there and give the ball back to the offense. I think that's the biggest thing punt returners can do, is make sure to catch the ball and make something happen if they can. But most importantly, as a defender, we want to get off the field. So just making sure we give it back to the offense.
You had, I believe, 9 punt returns in college, right?
Yeah.
How much did you embrace that role?
Yeah,
I
mean,
to take that on?
I feel like I've been doing punt return all the way back since high school, so it's more of a comfortable thing for me back there. You know, I don't really stress too much about it, but just making sure I'd be able to do my job and just catch the ball again, like I said, I think that's the biggest thing for me. And I think during practice, I think coach is giving me a lot of reps to be able to go back there and just get back into the rhythm of things. So I'm ready if he needs me.
How much have you tried to, like, teach Scott? Because he had never done it before.
I mean, shoot, way back in training camp, I was already trying to give him tips and stuff. But it's tough back there being a pro returner with these great punters out here and how high the kick goes and just reading everything. So for somebody new back there, it can be tough. But I think he's done a good job at just consistently going out there and trying to attack it and just keep getting better.
At 5'11", 6 feet, obviously on the shorter end of cornerbacks, just what goes into playing bigger and how much pride do you take in the fact that, okay, I might be a little bit shorter comparatively, but I could play big.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been one of the smaller DBs all growing up. So to me, it's more just a mindset. You know, I feel like I just go out there and play as confident as I can and just trust my techniques that the coaches have taught me and play within the system, know where my leverage is, and I feel like I can do a good job out there against these solid receivers.
Trent, you're reaching that point where you played as many college games now as you do now in the NFL. You still got more to go. I mean, much has been made of the rookie wall. I know you had some off time as an injury, but where are you feeling in that part of your career, just health-wise and mentally about trying not to get through that rookie wall?
Yeah. I mean, shoot. We looking at the Pac-12 championship for me this week, so definitely funny knowing that you got a ton of games left, but it's also exciting for me, especially since the beginning of the season I didn't get a lot of games in with that injury. So knowing that we got all this ball left, for me, it's what I want to do, is just play football. So I'm excited about it.
Kind of a similar question, but when you came off the injury, it was basically your debut because you didn't play much against Arizona.
Yeah.
You have like 4 games under your belt now. How comfortable do you feel and confident when you go out there now and play?
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime you go out there and just get actual game reps, I think it all falls back just to your confidence. And again, just having the other guys on the team just know that, okay, now that he's back out there, he knows what he's doing. He's doing his job. Doing it consistently is the biggest thing that I can do out there.
Trent, Jamar went off in both games last year against the defense. I know it was last year, but how much of that film did you watch?
Oh, man, a ton. I mean, we watched both games constantly over and over. So we know the things that they did right, what we did wrong, and how to fix them. So I think going out there this weekend is just executing the game plan and making plays on the ball. I think that's going to be the biggest thing, is just who's going to make more plays.
A couple more.
How much did you lean on those guys last year for some advice? Because when they played a couple times, I mean, the secondary is fairly new, but there's some still that are out there. So maybe like Legarius or something.
Yeah. I mean, every single week, I think those guys do a good job at getting the rookies ready, just especially versus these teams that we haven't played or maybe knew that they've played consecutively last year. They kind of just give you a good idea at what they're good at, what they're not good at, what to look for, certain things. So I give a lot of props to the vets for just getting us ready each and every week.
Thanks, Emma.
Thanks guys.